98.3 WISS. Real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A proposal from Wisconsin Democrats would fully tax any payments from a new federal fund connected to President Donald Trump. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein says the plan is meant to prevent what she calls misuse of funds, arguing the focus should be on everyday costs like groceries and gas. The fund is tied to a lawsuit settlement and is intended to compensate people who claim they were targeted unfairly by the government. Supporters say it offers a legal path for claims, while critics question how the money would be used. A write-in candidate for Wisconsin governor is drawing criticism after posting a video of himself removing political yard signs in Milwaukee. Carlos Lamar Dixon shared footage of the incident in the River West and East Side neighborhoods and said he took the signs as a political statement. Candidates affected say the signs are protected speech and costly to replace. And Badger State employees can now apply for new state grants to train workers for jobs in advanced manufacturing and artificial intelligence. Governor Evers says about $7 million in federal funding will support the program called WisTrain, and it's open to companies of any size across the state. Applications are due July 13th for the first round of funding. The search for the next athletic director of UW-Madison has entered the next phase. The application period is now open and will be for the next 2 weeks, following the listening sessions that were held over the past few weeks. The search committee in charge had been meeting with student athletes and others to figure out what qualities they wanted in the next athletic director. The school hopes to have the next athletic director in place and working this summer. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers take on the Astros. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The first place Brewers battle the Astros in Houston. Kaiwei Tang on the mound tonight for Houston against Milwaukee right-hander Coleman Crow, making his third start for the crew. Manager Pat Murphy.
He was tremendous in his first outing. He didn't miss too many spots. He can pitch here. I mean, he can pitch in the big leagues. It's pretty good.
College basketball. A report says the Wisconsin Badgers will play in a tournament in the Bahamas next season. Meanwhile, when will a new athletic director be hired to replace Chris McIntosh, who left in April?
They're still going to hire somebody this summer. They're opening the application process and accepting applications through June 10th. And then they've also had what they call stakeholder listening sessions, just forums used by organizations to gather direct feedback from different people. Ultimately, though, the goal is to have the athletic director in place this summer before the sports programs and everything else gets going.
That's Badgers reporter Jesse Temple with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies expected today with temperatures rebounding into the low to mid 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid to upper 50s. About 10 degrees cooler on Saturday with mostly sunny skies, a high near 73, back to near 80 on Sunday.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.